I think, you know, maybe that could be a new Patreon feature in that I tell everyone how to be more alpha.
Wow.
You send me a situation and I'll tell you how the alpha brain monkey mindset would be enacted.
You
there.
Haven't been listening to Brian's Camps Campers, have you?
I don't expect him to. That's not
no,
why I do it.
No, I have
it.
Listened That's... to it, and I have got thoughts, but I'm not going to get into it on the show. That's Patreon business.
What's more alpha right. than Brian talking about quilting?
I don't want to get into it on this.
Of
on
course
the
not.
Main, well, this is the same fucking bullshit that I've been talking about. So let's try not to dredge that up. Let's at least pretend to get along.
Well,
so
I'm just saying. I just think that there's a room for cross promotion, but it seems like that's a bit leaning into one for the other.
You right now are telling me you have an issue with bringing up. You gotta be fucking kidding
me. I know.
Me.
I said. I literally. Kidding me. I literally just said that. I just literally said there's room for cross promotion.
Right.
But at some point, there's got to be a line where you're using one thing as right. just your. As your platform for some quilt.
What are you talking about?
Let's just get into this story. Let's not do this live on the air where there's people listening right now.
Right. Heaven forbid people know what a fucking asshole you guys are. That's great.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's constructive way to that's a constructive way thing to say to a coworker.
It's an honest way. Try that. Try honesty.
Well, okay, well, okay, try talking to HR for a half hour. Oh, that's right. No, you will be talking to HR.
Hey, can we do the news? Can we do the news, please? That's why we're here. Let's do the news.
Welcome to INS, the International News Service, your source for the most important weird news from across the globe. With news analyst Kevin Harrison, actor, comedian, and musician Mike Wiebe, and professional commentator Brian Camp. INS, the news you need.
Who are you eating Fritos? Are they scoops?
I was. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Scoops are the true form of Fritos. Like, regular Fritos are not worth even eating. Scoops, though. Mm-hmm. Man, you know, my dog's nickname is Scoops.
Scoops?
Your dog has a lot of nicknames, though.
Because she smells like Fritos. So her nickname is Scoops.
That's a good name.
Why do you don't feel that dog is the ultimate form of Frito?
Well, and for any of you non-Texas listeners out there, if you're ever going to make a Frito pie, which is essentially cheese, Fritos, sour cream, and chili, you want to use a scoop. And you got to let it sit because you want the scoops to get a little soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, can they get Frito scoops? Are those available outside of the U.S.?
Oh, they've got to be available worldwide. It's a Frito-Lay company. Surely.
I mean, Fritos are everywhere.
Large corn chips.
If you don't have scoops in your area, I suggest... just getting some bland epoxy, you know, some sort of glue that's not going to affect it. It's just a tasteless sort of paste, if whatever you can find. Some adhesive, and then just gluing a bunch of regular Fritos together. It's not going to be quite the same. I'm be honest with you, it's not. But like
that's the way the pioneers had to do it that way.
That's how Lewis and Clark did it.
But the Donner Party was. That the whole story is about them having to, they ran out of Fritos.
They ran out of Fritos. That's when they started eating each other. And they started with eating each other's asses.
Hence the legend of the Rim Reaper. That's where it comes from.
And on that note, let's get started here.
With the news.
Welcome to the International News Service. We're your hosts. I'm Kevin Harrison along with...
I am Brian Camp.
And I am Mike Wiebe, and Mark Ryan, he got mad at our hot Dune takes, so he fucked off.
I've never heard anyone get so upset by an honest review of Dune. I never thought that would happen.
All he did was he just stood up, screamed David Lynch, and then ran off.
That's right.
He said, I'm the true Herbert Head.
Is that what they call him?
Wasn't
Is
that... that- Wasn't that a show on Fox News in Fox?
No, that was Herman's Head. Herbert's Head. But there was a TV show called Herbert's Head, and it was like these four people that lived in the mind of Frank Herbert, and one was just a same kind of situation, big fat gluttonous guy, but this guy was also a floating homosexual pedophile, and then there's also just like a horny worm, and there's a horny lady. And then there's just a gacked out kid on drugs.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact about Frank Herbert's Head, and you can Google this, there's just quite a few articles on this, is that he was renowned for his ability to grow psilocybin mushrooms.
Really? That tracks.
Yeah, that's actually true. And apparently he would use the old like mushroom remnants to grow the next batch. And they were so strong, they would glow in the dark.
Oh, I don't believe that.
That's what the internet says.
You know, there are a surprising number of tutorials on how to grow your own mushrooms on the internet. It seems like a relatively simple task to the...
I mean, it seems like just let you get a leaky ceiling and then don't clean your floor. Don't clean your carpet.
That's one way. It's like, I'm going to go hunt for deer, so I'm just going to start shooting a rifle in the woods. I'll hit one eventually.
Probably in my neighborhood, you will.
You got a lot of deer? You got a lot of raccoons?
Man, I got deer in the neighborhood.
Really?
Walking around.
Where do they sleep? You're in the middle of Austin, right?
Yeah, not in the middle, but like, I mean, but they come up, they get like in neighborhoods. There's times where I'm like going through a neighborhood and I'll see one there. When I'm out peeping.
Right. Right. You know, just peeping and all of a sudden there's a deer there.
Yeah, it's so weird. So I'm just trying to jack off at a window. So I got this fucking deer now. And now I got to worry about Lyme disease.
Is it exciting to have a deer watching you as you're looking in a window?
Well, it's made things very, it's made it difficult to finish. Once you get that, it's like, it's a lot of arrangement now. Arrangement or like good luck.
It sounds like then that it's your enjoyment, your final enjoyment is dependent on the presence of a deer now.
Yeah, a little bit. That's why I cover myself in deer urine when I go out.
That's the reason.
That's right. Please, deer. Please. They have those, you know, cartoons make it seem like deer have, you know, loving eyes, these eyes that form a connection with you the way, you know, a horse does.
Yeah.
That. Deer have soulless eyes. I find deer eyes to be like doll eyes. Yeah. Like the worst doll eyes.
Like doll's eyes.
Is that from a thing? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, like from Jaws when he's talking about sharks.
Oh, I haven't seen Jaws in forever. Is it worth watching again, Mike?
It is a fantastic movie.
So our first story comes to us from the Manchester Evening News.
Manchester, England, England, across the Atlantic Sea. And I am a genius, genius. And I believe in Claude. And I believe that God believes in Claude. That's me.
What are you doing? What's
that's a little part of the musical Hair.
Oh.
You guys,
musical
Hair.
You're not going to take off your clothes, are you?
By the waist down, they're already off. You just
this is
going to
be a Patreon exclusive, people.
That's right.
I know one person is going to be excited. Yeah.
And I believe that Claude believes in God. That's me.
In late October, residents of the British town of Levenshulme. God damn it.
Levenshulme. God damn it.
Levenshulme.
Levenshulme
were reportedly scared half to death.
You scared me bloody wits out.
After people in clown masks had been spotted knocking on windows.
Yeah, it's not right. Come over here, guy.
We're going to hear all of them. I can't wait.
let me make you a balloon animal. Let me blow up a prophylactic and I'll twist it up and I'll tie it up. It's a dog now.
A TikTok even went viral when it showed a person in a clown mask waving through a window before being chased off by two police officers.
They have TikTok in England, but they call it Big Ben. Okay, let's go. Let's keep doing it.
Muting Mike's mic for the rest of the episode. However, when police caught up to the clowns, they found them crying behind a bush. It turned out that the scary clowns were just children who were trick-or-treating early.
Bullshit.
What?
Neighbors questioned the harshness of the police response to the incident, but once the story went viral, several locals felt differently. One person said, quote, "Do you realize some people have massive phobias of clowns? Glad you find it funny."
Just so everybody knows, if you're afraid of clowns, I find it funny. It's a funny thing to be afraid of.
They're glad for that.
Good.
Another commented, quote, "No, stop. I'd actually start crying if I saw a clown out of my window." Police have confirmed there are no further actions that have been taken against the clowns.
Was it this podcast that we got into when we were talking about clowns?
I think it was last week. Yeah.
It was last week. Okay. Well,
how many podcasts have you been on since last week?
Joe Rogan again. I was on a couple episodes of Rogan.
Oh, this sounds like Rogan's cross promotion. Is that what's happening right now? Is somebody pushing other
shows really on Joe Rogan? And also that wouldn't be spending a good 30 minutes talking about that. Even if I was, I'm goofing. I wasn't on Joe Rogan's podcast. I was on Ben Shapiro's podcast. But I think this goes to prove my point of last week that clowns are more famous for being scary than they are for being funny.
Disagree. Agree to disagree, Mike. We don't need to get
back into
it.
I won't agree to that.
Agree.
I just accept
my agreement. You have decided to agree.
I just disagree. I simply disagree.
Right. And we are agreeing to disagree. What I want to know is, one, how old are you to be a child in this situation? How old were these people?
It didn't say.
Your story makes it sound like there's a 5-year-old and a 6-year-old who got confused about Halloween and went trick-or-treating too early and then were chased by the police.
I mean, really?
Yeah, that's not, nobody does
like,
that.
This is 2 12-year-olds. Whose lie they made up was, I was trick-or-treating early. They were going around knocking on people's windows trying to scare them.
Yeah, I made up a lot of dumb lies when I was that age to get out of trouble. And that's the type of dumb lie I would have made up back then. Mm-hmm.
And it's the type of dumb lie an adult would choose to believe rather than get mad at you for something.
Yeah. What does an English clown even do? Probably a lot of holding hoses and pretending looking like he's peeing.
Is that something any clown does?
I've seen that.
I'm starting to understand why you've got a hard time with clowns.
Benny Hill does it. I think there's got to be a lot of Benny Hill-based activities.
Benny Hill's not a clown.
Wasn't he, though? Wasn't he, though, Brian?
No, he was not. He was not a clown.
Wacky
was
sex.
He was kind of a clown.
I mean,
not a proper, but he was. I mean, he's a real goofball.
He was a real goofball. That's right.
He's a real goofy fella.
He was distracted by large breasts all the time. Yeah. I remember that.
He was horny, mm-hmm. which I think a lot. I would assume a lot of clowns are horny. Why else would you get into that show? That's why they get into show business.
I have a very specific memory of Benny Hill when I was a kid, because it was timed perfectly to my starting to appreciate things like this, where he was an old man, as he often was, and he was eating like some kind of dessert with a cherry on it, and the cherry flew out of the dessert and landed perfectly in the nexus where a lady's bosom met her cleavage and got lodged there. And then the old man character took a spoon and tried to spoon it out. And then I think that led directly into Yakety Sax of her chasing him around. It was an enticing shot.
Instead of describing more Benny Hill skits, our next story comes to us from Vice.
I think people like Benny Hill.
I think Benny Hill skits. I think that they're the one bridge. He's the one bridge. Like, I think that even in Ireland, they go like, well, fuck the English, but Benny Hill's all right.
Our next story comes to us from Vice.
Vice, which one?
The website Vice.
Just name a vice. I just want you to name a vice. That's all I'm asking you to do. Just say smoking or
being a horny clown.
Well, as we've discussed Dune today, the spice.
Oh, the vice is spice.
Kevin likes to get prescient.
As our listeners and hosts surely know, Japanese obscenity laws forbid explicit depictions of genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
So genitals are pixelated when they appear in Japanese porn.
Is that why they got all that tentacle porn?
That could be.
Because they can't show dicks?
Yeah. Well, you can show cartoon. Here's a crazy thing. You can show cartoon dicks and cartoon, what do you call them? Pussies. But you can't show pubic hair. You can't show pubic hair. But that's why you can show, like, you know, a bunch of tentacles going and stuff.
Now, is this true cosmically as well? I mean, because you're a cosmic lawyer.
No, in heaven, you get to see pubic hair all the time. It's pretty much, yes.
It's all it is, right?
They don't put a fig leaf over it?
Yeah, and they don't shave at all in heaven. Honestly, it gets out of hand up there, and they're trying to change some stuff around in there. But you know, celestial, the celestial legal system is, it's just backed up for, you know, literally thousands of years. So we'll see. I don't know.
You guys want to hear a mechanic joke?
Oh yeah.
If you're ever working on a car and somebody's trying to put a dipstick back up. Like either the oil dipstick to check the oil level, mm-hmm. or the transmission fluid stick, like checker, it goes into, like, it's this long metal stick, right? That you have to then insert back into a hole, and but you're holding it way at the end, so it's difficult to get it back in its hole to get back into where the oil is.
Uh-huh.
And when you see somebody having a hard time doing that, you're supposed to say, "Would it help with some hair around it?"
That's a good mechanic. That's a good mechanic.
Nevertheless, a Japanese man lifted images of porn stars from Japanese adult videos and doctored them with deep fake technology, which is typically used to create realistic face swaps in videos. But instead of changing faces, the man used the software to reconstruct the pixelated genitals and sold the content online.
Question.
Yes.
Is he putting other dicks in place of the dicks, or is he unscrambling the dicks to show the dicks as they originally appeared?
I'm not 100% sure, but I think from what I read, he had like a collection of dicks and pussies.
That a dick
he was
library.
Then, yeah,
sure.
That he was then taking from. To
how many terabytes
them.
Of dicks and vaginas did he have?
Well,
a good question.
So the man made around $96,000 and he sold over 10,000 manipulated videos.
How many is that per video?
So lots of terabytes. That's, I don't know, about $9.60. Yeah.
Math. Proud of myself.
Well, how much is that translated into yen, though?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, because Japanese yen, Chinese yuan, right, Kevin?
Yuan.
Are you sure it's not yuan?
I went to many pronunciation videos on YouTube, and YouTube would never be wrong.
Well,
have you seen their flat Earth videos? Exactly.
Well, okay.
In mid-October, the man was arrested and pled guilty to charges of copyright violation and displaying obscene images.
Do they not have VPN in Japan? Do they not have a way to spoof your location?
He had a business that he set up, so I think he had an onshore website.
No, that was what we're talking about. They do not have vagina penis nudes. they have to censor them. That's why you can't see the VPNs, the vagina penis nudes.
Oh, Mike. I can see why your comedy career is...
You know,
it's a good line.
It is taking off. It is taking off because of this relatable content.
That's right.
According to one study, using deepfakes on porn is incredibly common, and it found 96% of deepfake videos actually involve pornography. These usually involve replacing the faces of performers with the faces of actresses, celebrities, and models without their consent. Currently, no country appears to have a law directly preventing the use of a non-consenting person's face for use in deepfakes, though there may be some protections through other laws. As for the Japanese man in this case, he said he did it for the money.
Well, one, he should have done it for the nookie. Two, I mean, yeah, I'm sure that everybody's, I mean, if you, like, at some point, deepfake technology is going to be like, you know, it's just going to be like an app on your phone and you can do anything. I don't know what, I guess there'll be some kind of, hopefully, like, unscrambler that you'll be able to tell if a video has something done on it. I don't know, but it is going to be weird when they'll just have, like, you know, politicians saying, you know, today is nude Friday. Today is whip them out Wednesdays. And you're like, what? The president says that we have to show our genitals on Wednesdays.
Just because it's kind of interesting. Texas does have in the election code, there is a law that in a political election, if you create a deep fake of a political opponent, it's a crime.
Oh, wow.
It was thought to be the first kind of getting on the books and then going from there. Cause of course, politicians are scared to death of that on the eve of an election,
right?
Somebody can release a video that has them saying, I mean, exactly that. And my understanding of deep fake technology is
politicians are afraid of whip them out Wednesdays.
they hate whip them out Wednesdays. My opponent. No, but apparently the technology to uncover a deep fake is like lagging one step behind the technology to make it difficult to determine if it's a deep fake. So I think you're right, Mike. I think it's going to be everywhere in 10 years. And
I think it's going to be everywhere by the next election.
I think it's to put actors out of business personally.
Yeah, probably.
Not me. I don't think anybody can recreate what I do with technology.
I would agree with that.
Our next story comes to us from The Guardian.
Ah, what are they guarding?
Of the galaxy?
Yes, the Guardians of the Galaxy.
I guess the galaxy.
Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt is back. And he's brought a raccoon with him.
Oh, this next story could be about a future Guardians of the Galaxy character.
Ooh.
Just hear me out.
Is Chris Pratt in more bad movies than good movies?
Ooh, that's a question.
I would say yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
It seemed like he started off and maybe he was going to be in more good movies than bad movies. And I think now he's in more bad movies.
I mean, because I think those Jurassic Park movies are fucking dog shit.
Well, here's the thing. Chris Pratt does it for the money.
Mystery solved.
Mm-hmm. Ida, it's spelled AIDA, is the world's first ultra-realistic robot artist.
God damn it.
Her art has been described as, quote, a vision of the future, and her work is highly prominent in the modern abstract art scene.
Oh, yeah, that's a cool scene to be in.
For the listener, Mike looks more serious than I have ever seen him look in my entire life.
Well, I am, because if it's anything I care about, it's the modern abstract art scene. Mm-hmm. And not that sellout bullshit. You know, I'm not talking about your modern abstract stuff that you're going to find at a Hobby Lobby. I'm talking about the real shit, you know, the real deal, the real deal, like an upside down cup that's just behind a Skaggs Alpha Beta.
Is there a single Skaggs Alpha Beta still in existence?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm.
I like the idea that someone recreates an 80s grocery store. Complete inside every item, accurate to the time period, but then the art is just that upside down cup in the alley behind it.
That's just the frame around that supports the cup that is the piece.
Exactly.
Sure.
I went to a movie at the Dallas Museum of Art once with Mike, but before and after the movie, Mike would run over to each piece of art and go, oh.
That sounds like me.
I'm surprised that Mike found a way to ridicule something that people enjoy directly in front of them as they're trying to enjoy it.
Do people enjoy it or do they pretend to enjoy it?
They enjoy the act of enjoying it. I don't think that they actually enjoy it. I think that's exactly enjoyable.
Unless it's Frank Frazetta art, because then that's...
Well, just like Benny Hill, right? We know why we like Frank Frazetta. That's,
yeah.
Why is that, Brian?
The fantastical landscapes that he creates.
Okay. Yeah, fantastical. Yeah,
that's what we thought you
those, meant. A couple of mountains, if you know what I mean. Oh, look at him! Look at the mountains, and I'd like to take a trip deep into that valley.
Is the Titty Man back from last week?
No, that's... have we retired him? Is he?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm curious what the world's reaction is going to be to.
Yeah, we'll see.
What may be the best thing you've ever done,
listeners? How write us. Let us know how you feel about the Titty Man. Is he a positive? Is he a throwback to a lost era? Do we like him ironically? Or do we like him earnestly?
Internationalnewspod@gmail.com
/ subject line Titty Man.
Ida was supposed to open and present her work at the Great Pyramid of Giza in late October when Egyptian security forces seized her at customs.
Wait, was it a British person?
What? No, it's a robot.
The Great Pyramid of Giza. You old Giza. I was trying to tie that old story and it didn't really work.
I appreciate the effort. I think
I tried. Yeah.
I like it.
I'm still kind of like part. I got a little bit into Titty Man there. And Titty Man.
That's right. That's not his humor. That's not.
Yeah, it's not his humor. He's not like a wordplay guy. He's just. Right.
I feel like he would have something to say about the pyramids. But.
Yeah, I would say they remind him of dim titties.
Supposedly, Ida was detained because border guards suspected she was being used as part of an espionage plot. This was initially a problem because she is equipped with several modems, and it was made even worse when it was discovered she had cameras in her eyes. Ida's creator said, "I can ditch the modems, but I can't really gouge her eyes out."
So why are you saying her?
Yeah,
because that's the way it was written.
Okay.
It looks like, I mean, you know, it looks like a robot woman.
It's a machine
with mechanical arms.
It's a machine, damn it!
Yeah. How many movies are we exploring the plot of right
here
now?
Here she is.
Yeah.
Is a it's a woman in a sundress with a bad Louise Brooks wig and creepy robotic arms.
Wait, what's Louise Brooks? I don't know that's the
one
name
day
of that
at a time.
America.
When you think of the flapper girl from the 1920s, that's Louise.
Oh,
Brooks.
You're talking about Myrna Loy?
No, she was the Bathing Beauty.
Oh, is that not a one day at a time haircut? Like, I feel like she's about to yell Schneider at the top of her lungs.
Schneider.
Ida's art for the exhibition was a sculpture that played on the riddle of the Sphinx, which is, and I'm just going to read the riddle here. What goes on?
I bet I can answer it.
Okay.
Well, I got to hear the riddle first.
What's going on? Yeah.
I thought you already had the answer. What goes on 4 feet in the morning, 2 feet at noon, and 3 feet in the evening?
What goes on at 4 feet in the morning?
Oh, wait, should I read it that way?
Yes, I need that. Yeah, I need more of a sphinx. I need more of a oracle, mystic type reading.
Right. The Sphinx asked, "What goes on 4 feet in the morning, 2 feet at noon, and 3 feet in the evening?"
Okay, 4 feet in the morning.
Mm-hmm. I want to point out that when we were kids, they asked this. Superman on Super Friends met the Sphinx and asked Superman this question. Superman just knew the answer.
I remember it specifically. I remember that.
Yeah.
Fucking Superman.
And that's why I know the answer. So the answer is a human, because you crawl as a baby when you're born. You're as an adult when you know, in the middle of your life, you walk on 2 feet. And then when you're old, you have a cane and have 3 feet.
I thought it was a height thing.
But that's You literally said noon.
Yeah.
Well, that's not.
It's a metaphor.
But that's not how riddles work. You can't. That's not okay.
Are you calling bullshit on the riddle of the Sphinx right now? Is this breaking?
I'm calling the bullshit on the riddle of the Sphinx.
The 4,000-year-old riddle I'm reading you?
Yes. What? I don't. It's just stupid. And it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, it's like the Hobbit riddle. The 32 white horses on a red hill. They chomp, they stomp, and then they stand still.
That's not a riddle. That just rhymed.
No, it's a riddle. That's one of Gollum's riddles to Bilbo.
Well, what's the answer?
Teeth.
30. What is it?
32 white horses on a red hill. They chomp, they stomp, then they stand still.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what the fuck's wrong with your gums that they're red? And two, like, oh, I'm great. I'm glad everybody has a fucking real good either veneers or tooth whitener.
Well, he's in Britain, so they probably all have gingivitis. So there's exactly. probably a lot of red gums. Yeah.
Exactly.
So to get back to the story,
the teeth don't stand.
It's just it's wordplay, Mike. It's just
yeah. Do I have 30? I don't know if I have 32 teeth either.
For the listener, Mike has inserted his index finger in his mouth and he's counting.
One, two, his teeth.
I had two wisdom teeth pulled, so you know.
Do those count in the 32?
Yeah, I think you have 32, and then so I think I have 30.
Counting wisdom teeth?
Yeah, you gotta count all your teeth.
Does everybody have the same number of teeth? It seems like that would the most common. My guess is the most common genetic issue with people having teeth.
The standard is 32, but yeah, you could have more or less. You know, right. Mule kicks you in the head. Sometimes you're going to lose a tooth.
No. But I'm saying like it's weird to be born with an extra finger.
Mike is still counting.
I'm only counting like 26 to 28.
So let's get back to the story and finish the story here.
No, we need to figure out this fucking tooth shit.
Uh-oh, I got an odd number on the top. That's not right. That can't be right.
Unless you had one pulled. Huh? Or something didn't grow in. Sometimes your wisdom teeth won't all grow in.
Where my wisdom teeth were, they popped right out. They weren't impacted. They were just like, they only formed like, I don't know what it's called.
Glad you're using your hand for a measure than the audio form.
So, like, I know, well, some people have their wisdom teeth. You have to yank them out in their long, ruby teeth.
Yeah, that's what they
right?
had to do with me. That was a bad scenario with my wisdom teeth.
My wisdom teeth were like the thickness of a dime. They were like tiny. They just popped right out.
What?
Like what? Popping the top off a beer.
That is weird.
Uh-huh. Weird.
Now, let's finish the story that doesn't have anything to do with teeth. Ida was released just hours before the art exhibition started. According to the article, this was part of an exhibition called Forever Is Now, and it was the first time...
Well, every art thing is always a fucking Forever Is Now.
It was
never as always. Wide awake, asleep. It's just always that. It's always... They're always named something like that.
Right. It was the first time contemporary art has been displayed next to the Great Pyramid in thousands of years.
Bullshit.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that for a second.
I don't believe that at all. There's got to be a guy that, like, you know what? So, that's not true, because last time I was at the pyramids, I was at the Giza, and I got one of those portraits done of me, the sketches, and it was me with a big head, and in one hand I'm holding one of those Ankh thingies, and I'm on a skateboard, because the guy was like, what do you like? And I was like, I like the pyramids, I like mummies, and I like skateboards, and there was a mummy chasing me. So that's art. And they did it right in front of the pyramids, and pyramids are in the background. And then I went to another guy and I got, you know, this is different, but I got Spring Break 1998 airbrushed on a t-shirt. and I got a picture of a mummy giving the middle finger.
Nice.
And it said senior year, that's a wrap.
That's so good.
I know. Well, that's art. That's what I'm saying. Like, oh, there's never been art in front of the Giza pyramid.
And in fact, I have to put the call out right now, because if somebody can provide us with a mummy giving the finger saying that's a wrap.
Seniors. Yeah. Seniors 93. That's a wrap.
That's such a good idea.
I might draw it.
Seriously, yeah. though, when we posted Mike's Garfield drawing, his Garfield yeah. pornography, it was
it's
the
not
most
pornography. It was it was art. It was art walks across lines and art breaks boundaries.
It was the most sure. interaction we've ever had on social media, easily.
Well, forever is now, right, Mike?
Forever.
Yeah. Okay. The sky is the floor.
I'm imagining just two people just sitting across from a table, just staring at each other in silence. And one of them says, forever is now. And they just both, just a moment they share. They finally decided what to call the mannequin with robot arms, nonsense creations. Ugh,
so stupid.
That's a wrap.
mine is more has more heart for sure.
Yeah, way more heart. That's something that connects with me. I mean, I think I'm so tickled by it because it speaks to me on a level that, you know, other so-called art, so named art wouldn't. So thank you for that, Mike. Just the mere description of it, I think, is affecting, and that's really what art's all about, isn't it?
I mean, that's what I say it's about for mm-hmm. sure. I mean, I don't. You know, the way I like art is the kind of art that makes me money. That's the kind of art that mm-hmm. I care about.
Much like the Japanese pornographer, you did it for the money.
I did it for the money. But, you know, with money, with mo money, mo nookie.
So our last story comes to us from the New York Times. And
the paper of record.
And this one is going to be a bonus story. So if you want to hear it, you have to go to our Patreon and subscribe it to at least the Knights of Kevin level for $3 a month.
Every time I forget that we call it that.
And let me just add this is both the most political and controversial story we've ever done. So if you want to if you want to hear the delicacy and nuance we bring to this story, you know,
you might even be able. I know we stay very neutral. You might be able to smell our political leanings.
Exactly, mm-hmm.
So which are different. They're all different. Mm-hmm. Some of us are more Aquarian than others.
Mm-hmm. Is that your sign?
You might be surprised where we end up.
Ooh. Mm.
There's only one way to find out, though, right, Kevin?
Yeah, you go to Patreon, $3. Knights of Kevin. So I think that wraps up another week of the International News Service. Find us across social media at International News Pod. Email us at internationalnewspod@gmail.com. Buy our stickers from our Redbubble merch store and stick them all over inappropriate places. And check out our Patreon. We'll see you next week.
Can you give an example of an inappropriate place they could stick them? Like I think on
stupid AI robot art lady's head.
Ooh, yeah, on mannequins. I think.
Yeah.
Like on a mannequin leg.
That'd be like under a dress. So somebody's
shapely mannequin leg.
Yeah,
like we need to see a picture of that. You know, send it to internationalnewspod@gmail.com when you.
I got a thing for mannequins.
And mannequin too.
I don't think I've even seen the first one.
Pretty good.
Thank you for listening to the International News Service. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. INS, the news you need.